W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I don't know, Clodus. I'm feeling pretty low, and it's not to do with the weather. It's the Ruggers. Do you think we'll ever get that victory? It's been 4 months and 21 days since you got that victory. And that was against Japan. They're rubbish. I go to the islands each week and I drink all day. But you just can't get that first win out the way. Since you've been losing, I can't show my face anywhere. I'm not crying, you're crying. I just sit at my desk and I cry and I analyze and I stare. All my Kiwi and Aussie mates keep teasing me. But nothing, I said nothing, Steve, will stop me supporting you. So let's get through. Let's beat South Africa. Let's beat South Africa this weekend. I'm actually feeling a little bit better. Because you know what? When you beat the Bucks, I'm gonna celebrate all night long. I'm gonna get naked and do a bum funnel shaped bomb. Nothing can stop me supporting the boys in white. I'm watching it from a corporate box and I'm doing it right. Steve, listen, stop moving Marcus Smith around and just play him at 10. And then I promise we will be victorious again. Steve, I just want to get lashed and watch England win. Tell me, is that a sin? Let's get this win. Just beat South Africa, please. Let's beat South Africa this weekend. God, I feel so much better after singing. I actually can't wait for this weekend now. It's gonna be great. Love and champagne.
More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash.
A bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode 190 of the Rapist Podcast. I've just had a quite emotional live performance from Archie Gerd. Are you feeling better? You've got
tears
in your
eyes. Yeah, I do feel a little bit better. I mean, that was pretty emotional. I just sung my heart out to the nation.
Yeah.
I'm just so desperate for a victory, mate.
You've had enough. We all have, really, haven't
we? Well, yeah, I'm captain of the Allianz Faithful, and that was another difficult weekend.
You're not doing
a very
good
pill
job
to swallow
as captain.
Well, it's tough.
You're
mate.
Meant to be seeing them over the line in that last quarter.
I know, but I just can't get a performance out of the crowd. Steve can't get a performance, you know, an 80 minute performance out of the team.
Yeah. Amazing for 60 odd minutes and then it all falls apart.
It's just tricky, Clodus. You know, I was there on Saturday.
Yeah, well, you've been there all year.
Yeah,
you're ahead of Allianz.
I wouldn't wouldn't miss a game.
No.
Especially when you've got corporate hospitality. Yeah, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
You know, you can't fault the players. I'm telling you now, we've had a bucket load of them on the podcast.
Yeah.
And they showed a lot of heart, effort, enthusiasm. It's, as everyone says on all the rugby podcasts, all the media, they lack the execution. Now, unfortunately, you know as well as I do,
yeah,
if you can't execute, you can't get the deal, you're not going to be successful.
No.
Look at me in the city.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? You know, if I don't deliver the chat, I don't get the deals. If I don't get the deals,
you're out.
I don't make the coin.
Yeah, yeah.
If
yeah.
I don't make the coin, you know, I don't be able to go skiing or go to Dubai or, you know, just post all that stuff on Instagram,
but
which inspires other people.
You'd keep your job because your godfather owns the company.
Well, some would say that, but I have been performing for years.
Okay,
you know? And listen, not all the time.
No.
I'm not expecting England to win every rugby match. This is international rugby,
yeah,
club.
Yeah.
It's like international business.
But you expect them to beat Australia, who are like 11th in the world.
Yes,
right now.
I got to say, yes, I do. I mean, it is international rugby, and I would say, on one hand, look, international business is way trickier than regional business.
Yeah.
That's why people who do regional business live outside of London and in places like Birmingham and Gloucester.
Yeah, yeah.
They sort of travel to service stations.
Yeah, yeah.
International business, when you're in London, is tough. But
yeah,
it's
tough
at the top.
Yeah.
And if you want to be at the top, you've got to be able to execute. It really reminds me of a guy my company employed.
Go on.
George Watts. You would have loved. Good bloke.
Okay.
Watsy.
Yeah, yeah.
The Watsit.
Yeah,
here
yeah.
he comes, the Watsit. Watch out.
Yeah.
No, good boy. On paper, looked like a real superstar. Went to Harrow, then Exeter.
Nice.
Played Ruggers
nice
to a high level.
Yeah.
Was in great shape. Really good bloke.
Sounds like, good.
Came
sounds
through
great
the door. Came through the door first day, was so enthusiastic.
Yeah.
You know, he couldn't make enough calls. He couldn't send enough emails. He wanted to stay in the office all hours of the day. Like, you know, I couldn't
great.
Fault him.
Yeah, yeah.
Mate. He was rubbish. Couldn't get a deal.
Really?
Couldn't get a deal over line. And look, he was crap.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and he tried so hard, bless him. And we really tried to help him.
Yeah.
But 6 months in, mate, I just said, come into my office, had a one-to-one, I had to let him go. He was devastated.
Poor Watson.
The Watson was crying.
Yeah.
And I was sad because he was a good bloke.
Yeah,
decent rugby player.
Yeah, yeah.
And most of the time, if you're good at rugby, I say you're pretty good at business, but he was the exception. Don't know, whatever.
Exception to the rule.
I don't know. I think he was that dyslexic.
Yeah,
I don't
know,
or something. But anyway, I mean, his dad was a very successful businessman, so don't feel sorry.
You still
for
in
him.
Contact with him?
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah. He manages his dad's property portfolio down in the southwest of England.
Oh, nice.
Which, you know, I don't think you can mess up.
No.
Really. So no, I think he's doing well. I see him holidaying quite regularly, so that's positive.
That's great.
So yeah, I mean, it's just frustrating, Clodis. You know, we have some of the biggest rugby players in the world playing here in this country. They perform every week in the Premiership. So what is happening on the pitch?
Well, I don't know. I was hoping you were going to tell us the genius.
Well, I don't know, but you know, I said it on Instagram.
Have you not listened to More Than Nothing? Do they not give you analysis?
No, I haven't listened to that for quite some time.
Oh,
no, more rugby podcast out. But I honestly don't know. I mean, I don't know what rugby's going to do when we finally finish.
Yeah, yeah.
In a matter of how many episodes? Six, seven episodes?
Something like that.
But I don't know. I look at rugby now and I don't know where they can go because the RFU, they talk about expanding the game, you know, building a new audience.
Yeah.
How are you going to get a new audience if you can't get the results on the pitch?
No.
Because those results on the pitch will bring you the results off the pitch.
Yeah, it's five.
You know, you've got to inspire people, mate. You've got to inspire.
Five losses in six games now.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any easier as we come up against the world champions.
Talking about a team that's inspired people, they've inspired a nation, South Africa.
They have.
And that weighs heavy on their shoulders, Clay.
Yes, it
does.
That
really does.
Yeah, yeah.
But they execute every week. They understand the responsibility. They are looking at the generation below them and saying, look, come and do what we want to do. England need to realise that. They are playing for the game of rugby.
Yeah.
The game of rugby is in the doldrums. It's not even the top 20 of Gen Z.
No, I know. It's dead.
I really like those players, Clodis. A lot of them have been on the podcast, giving them their time for free.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if they click, they could be amazing. But I hope they realise that they are playing to inspire people. Don't worry about the victory. Don't worry about the victory for you or the people in Twickers. Do it for somebody who's not even watched rugby yet and they turn on the TV and they see and they think, like, I wanted to go do
like
that.
Like Fiji's win against Wales. Did you watch the rugby on Sunday?
Oh, mate. I've been... Basically, the best way to describe this weekend is RUGBY, rugby, for me.
Yeah.
Like Friday, Saturday,
Sunday.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Unbelievable.
It's
and Johnny loves it.
Really?
Yeah, she really
that Ireland loss at home to New Zealand was quite a big upset as well, wasn't it?
It was a massive upset.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Ireland haven't lost for like 3 years at home. I don't know. It was a disappointing weekend for the home nations.
It really was.
And I don't know whether I should be bringing all the home nations together to have a chat and say, guys, come on. It's Q4. Yeah. This is the quarter we need to deliver.
European Conference.
And this weekend, we need to deliver.
Well, what's going to happen? Are we going to beat the box? Do we have any chance at home?
Is there anything we can do?
Scotland played well against them.
Yes, they did.
Deserved more from the game.
Yeah, but South Africa really didn't play that well either.
No, and they still won by 17 points.
I think all we can do is be positive. You know, yeah. I'm going to the game this weekend and I will go as positive as I can be. I will be singing, England!
Maybe bring your...
Actually, one positive I will say, last week, the heave was much better this week. Yeah, it was really good. Well done. And actually, I should say a big special. There were some good individual performances in the crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a guy called Dominic Johnson.
Nice.
Big shout out to him. He was probably the player of the Allianz Stadium.
Nice.
He brought his two children there.
Fan of the match, yeah.
Two children there, 1-7, 1-9, and he managed to have 7 pints of Guinness.
Wow.
So, yeah,
that
and he got pretty loose.
That's incredible.
So, that's a wonderful performance, considering you've got children with you.
Would you think about dusting off your Vuvuzela this week, just to try and...
Yeah, I did think about that, taking the Vuvuzela with me. But unfortunately, mate, that's not really acceptable in corporate hospitality, which I'll be. I'll be with Allianz this weekend in their corporate box. Don't worry about it. Allianz Insurance, who owned
the stadium.
They've come calling and said... Oi, Curzon, can you get to the box and deliver some chat? I said, yeah, how much? They said, it's free.
Free food.
Free food, free drink. I said, don't worry about the money.
Yeah.
So I'll be there with Shanks, actually, friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast.
Yeah, and DC. So
friend of the podcast.
I'll ask DC why he's been not returning your calls.
Yes, why hasn't he? Well, we asked him to come on as one of our most capped players. Maybe the whole Eddie Jones thing.
The only thing I would say, there were some suspicious people at Twickenham.
You go on.
I saw my mate Lawrence at the weekend. Really good guy. I went to school with him.
Laza.
Good guy. But he was with a guy called Marcus.
Right.
Who, on the surface, seemed great. Had a few drinks with them after the game. But then Marcus started showing me his Instagram. And he's one of these guys who's got a dog and has set up an Instagram account for his dog.
Like Popey.
Mate, I then left. I was like, that is not good chat. No. People who do that are either left wing or single.
Well, Archie, obviously we've got a huge match this weekend against the Box, the world champions, and we thought, should we just get on a Springbok champion to talk us through the game, a young Springbok of the Year and also URC Player of the Year last year, Evan Roos, Cape Town, recovering from back surgery, I believe it is, or shoulder surgery, but he'll be back in the team soon, but, you know.
Well, I think there's only one thing to do. It's nice to have a guest this week. Should we just say, as we do every onside? Onside. Everyone get up. Everyone get up. Onside chat. Pretty good shoulders on you. Congratulations. What do you do? What's your shoulder routine?
External rotations, side delt, front delt, rear delt.
I like doing it in the mirror, if you know what I mean.
Same.
Yeah, I've got a couple of barbells that are around my house in front of mirrors. So if I've got 2 minutes, I'll pump out a quick set. And to be fair, one of my sayings is I've never met a bad bloke who's got good shoulders.
Really?
Yeah. Fact.
Well, Evan's got quite bad shoulders. He's just an operation.
Well, we're going to see over this interview if he's a good bloke or not.
Let's see if I can beat it.
Well, we should say we are delighted today to be joined by a URC Players Player of the Year, a URC champion, a Springbok prodigy, the wonderful Evan Roos. Apparently, they call you Everest. Is that because you're deadly on the rugby pitch or with the ladies? It's a pretty good one.
But no, it's fine. It's not with the ladies.
It's a good one because he likes to get to the top. Or go on top, I don't know. Which one?
Well, we got two single guys on the podcast.
Yeah.
Archie spent a lot of time out in Cape Town.
Yeah.
But if he was going to come out now, I mean, what's the perfect itinerary for two single guys? Two successful rugby players. I mean, you're professional. He's
a semi-professional.
Semi-pro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where would you take Archie for a Sunday fun day in Cape Town?
You go for a nice jog or walk on the promenade.
Yeah, nice.
You go for a nice brunch. What a good spot.
Hold on. I'm not dating you here. We're just going out as friends.
As friends. Okay.
We're looking for girls, right?
We're on the hunt. We're just two guys. We've got our tops off. We're wearing some rugby shorts.
What shorts? Like Western Province shorts?
Yeah, we're wearing stash. So the girls know we play rugby. Probably South African stash. I'll wear Clapham Fogg stash. Everyone's South African. That would attract the ladies over. Oh my God, Evan, you play for South Africa. Amazing. Oh, nice.
And then... Depends. If it's a Saturday, you can go for late lunch and beers, watch some rugby.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you can go to Kloof Street, see what's going on there.
Love a bit of Kloof Street.
Sea Point has a few spots as well.
Yeah.
Only pools are there. Good burgers and great beer. In Kloof Street, you get Van Hunks, get Blondies, Rita's, all those places. Also good drinks and good vibes. And then if you're really feeling brave, you can go to Village Idiots. But yeah, that's for the brave guys.
Sounds like me and you will be doing a lot of snogging on that day. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., we'll be doing a lot of snogging.
Will you get Francois Huha involved?
Francois Huha, yes, 100%. We need him for Instagram stuff. I like the angles he takes, but he has got a girlfriend, and they are constantly living in Soho House.
Really?
I'd probably get Butch James down just for, you know, just
a
minute
chat. Soho House. How's that place? Good.
Mate, it's for, well, I'm a member of the NED, which is like the business of Soho House. Oh. It's got a swimming pool on the roof in the city. When you come over, Evan, I'll take you there. There are some phenomenal chicas there. And the best thing is you can get their name, then you can type their name into LinkedIn. You can see, you know, what they do for a living. Then you can do a background check on their parents, see if they've got like a, you know, they've got a fortune. Because as my dad says, when you marry them, it's got to be a bloody good investment, if you know what I mean, you know. Because when we were retire from rugby, we don't want to be working. We want a bit of that cash. We want a bit of the Matt Stevens cash. We want to get into the property game, you know. Want to be property developers. A lot of my friends actually are property developers, but it just turns out their parents are just loaded, just getting loads of money.
Did you go out in London when you came over, Evan?
When was I? No. Actually, I did. But we just stayed in Twickenham. We went to had a beer at the Cabbage Patch.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
And but we didn't go into London town. We had a lunch the next day, and we had to fly back to South Africa. So we just stayed there, but it was good fun. A lot of South Africans there. A lot of locals, so that was actually a good, fun evening.
Yeah, fair play. Yeah, no, Twickenham's great. You do get some weird people there who could potentially be extras on Lord of the Rings who like rugby, but you get some bloody good beers and some good Biltong in Twickenham. There's some wonderful
place
to be.
How's your Biltong business going?
Biltong market is buoyant at the moment. The economy everywhere else is dipping, but the Biltong market. Yeah, now's the time to get in because you double your money on the Biltong market. Yeah,
you must have quite a lot of friends who live in London, right? Because quite a lot of South Africans come over. We've got loads living in Clapham.
I've got two mates who are doing their articles. They studied accounting who are there.
Yeah.
Got a friend who's playing cricket, county cricket. I just don't know for who. Who else do I know there?
You know me now. We should connect on LinkedIn and then, you know, you'll be able to say, you know me. And I'm the CEO of Clapham. I'm quite a big deal. Over 90,000 followers on Instagram.
If I did have a LinkedIn profile, not there yet.
You should get
especially
one.
Especially now you're single.
Yeah. It's a great dating app. One of the best dating apps out there.
South Africa are champions of the world, champions of the Southern Hemisphere. I mean, is rugby getting a bit too easy for those guys and for you included?
Yeah, they're really doing well. It's awesome to be present in this like time and want to say era of Springbok rugby.
What's it like being you at the moment? Because obviously very many, like a lot of people saying you're the next big thing. Like, is that hard to, like with the pressure, but also not allowing it go to your head?
Yeah, it's like obviously with this injury, you get time to reflect and think where you are and just kind of take a restock of the past like 3-4 years, and everything happens so quickly. And you tend to get lost in, obviously if you're like 21, 22 years old and get all the attention and things do go to your head. So kind of just reconnected with the people that actually matter in my life.
Evan, I was going to say, like, I've experienced what you're going through. When I first came to Instagram, you know, my following went up and I lost myself. You know, people were just, there were so many likes and comments and people were, you know, approaching me. But at that point, I employed a very good friend of mine, Weta, to come live with me. And I just said to him, listen, mate, I want you to be here for the next 2 weeks. I want you to bring me down to earth. You know, when I see you in the morning or I see you in the evening, I want you to visibly, verbally, like, kind of abuse me and make sure that I'm, you know, grounded. And he was there for 2 weeks. I wake up in the morning, he'd be like, look at you, look at the state of you. You think you got it. Look, you look like a rat boy. And you know, that brought me down to earth. I was like, oh yeah, that's the most important thing. Not, you know, all these followers and all these cheekers coming into my DMs. You look at you, little, you think you've got it all, but you've got a tiny little, and you know, that kind of things. And, you know, say, oh yeah, you look horrible, little rat boy. And it really helped me. Well, but in the end, it got too much. I got rid of him. I prefer all the glory. I then employed someone else to come in my house and they boost me up. They come in there, hey, looking great. Thank you very much. Whoa, you smell good. So I've actually gone the other way.
That's the next step for him.
Yeah, I get rid of all the negativity. I don't want to be grounded. I want to be above people. I'm an ivory tower operator. That's what I am, you know.
I had a good friend who lived with me. He kept me quite humble, but now I live my own, so now it's my own job to keep me humble.
That looks great.
No, it's good living alone sometimes. My cousin, she lives in town, so we do a lot of things together, and we've got a few mates. Ben Loder lives just...
Oh!
Loder, yeah.
He's been on the podcast. What a man.
What a bloke, yeah. Good guy.
Let him know you've come on here. He'll very much enjoy it.
How brutal has it been chucked off the WhatsApp group for the Evox?
Ugh, no, it sounds brutal, but it is it's protocol, so it's not something new, and it's just how the things run so quickly there and so efficiently. So it's just how things are done. I have the numbers of the coaches and everything, so anything I need to work on or can get better at, they open 24/7.
Should we call Razzie?
He doesn't answer his phone. He's quite a busy man.
He's like Ben.
But he does check in now and again. And but yeah, it is very, like, it sounds cutthroat, but it's not as bad as the media makes it out to be. It's just protocol, so it is what it is.
Who's the scariest when you've got into that setup? And obviously, you know, a lot of these guys will be revered in your eyes coming up through the school system. Some of these guys you would have watched as you grow older. Who are you most nervous about interacting with? Or is Evan Roos pretty cool, calm, collected customer? He just goes in there and goes, how's it, guys?
Evan's quite a scary guy. He's very good and nice to me. He's always checks in. He's a good guy. I remember about 2 years ago, we played against the All Blacks, and it was a game in Nelspruit, and I kind of was already subbed for 2 weeks, just had to kind of prep the guys in the non-playing squad. So we just obviously created good pictures for the starting team, and I just basically do what Artie does, which was quite fun. Jock Ninova told me, like, Artie, when he gets tackled and he's not held in tackle, he, like, releases the ball and gets up and just runs again. Like, he doesn't stop. So he wants me to do that. And I asked him, did you tell the guys I'm doing this? He says, no, I want to catch them off guard. I'm like, okay. And I remember running between France and Irvin, and both, like, shoulder check, gentleman's agreement, nothing too serious. And I've go down, release the ball, and stand up, and I start running again. And it's about 5 or 10 meters in, I just hear footsteps, like, getting louder behind me. And I look around, it's Irvin with that look, and I'm like, shit. And he's quite fast for a big guy. Like, I didn't know he was that fast. And I was running, he's kind of catching up, and I see Herschel to my right, and I just gave him the ball. I was like, listen, after you, mate. And Herschel ran, Irvin tackled him from behind, but, like, Herschel got lost under Irvin. It was like this big man, just, it looks like a blanket going over a person. Like, Herschel completely. Then, you know, it's always that one moment, and then training goes haywire. And, but yeah, that was one of my scariest moments.
A lot of people say I look like Evan Epsmith, but just smaller.
Do they?
Similar look, yeah. he's got that hair like that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm actually doing a cameo account. It's called Little Evan. Little Evan. Yeah, little Evan. You can, for £10, I'll do you a little video message. It's from Little Evan.
In an accent?
Hazard, it's Little Evan here. Well played this year in rugby. Keep going. South Africa for the next World Cup. And that's it. Right, no, sorry, it's like that. Like that, yeah. So, yeah. Commercial break.
Yeah, up in this bitch, Clapham Park run in the morning. Shit, I got a stitch, but a girl that I'm running past doesn't make me feel that fast, she just makes me feel hungover. Looking at me like she's never held a dick. Redder than her face kinda make me feel sick. Laughing at me running around the trees, I work all week trying to make peas. Then I spend my mornings getting out in the streets, out in the beat. Running around Clapham exercising instead of beating my meat. But I still can't meet the elite. Coffee and a salt beef bagel, in Gales if I'm able. Chat up the lady, she always makes me feel stable. Back to my house, digging my hands. Getting cold in London town around about now. Could really do with some company when I'm jumping in the shower. Batsy power, station, it's always better than masturbation. Beers down the Northcote Road, tequila shots, my night's about to explode, don't you know? Clapham still full of so many treats. Blonde and brown, public school girls that will always go down. Show you around, paint a picture in a body like Van Gogh's back in town. Hungover Sundays, cycle class, and there's coughs all around. But this song's meant to be about tickets for the event at the Clapham Grand. February the 1st, bring the purse. Ribbit show for the last time, so you must know. Come on, let's go. Bring up the brethren and come see us for the last ever time at the Clapham Grand. Try not to cry. End of an era, but we'll try not to die. Yo, this song's meant about you buying tickets to our last ever Ribbit show at the Clapham Grand on February the 1st. And then it's going to be followed by Ireland versus England and the Six Nations. It's like 15 quid a ticket. Link in the bio, link on the screen. Buy them now. You're welcome.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There are some rumors in the grapevine that a couple of Japanese clubs have offered big money, big cash for you to go out and see a couple of our mates living out there. Are we moving to Japan? What's going on?
Well, that's the first time I've heard it as well. So, no, I've got a few. I had a few offers from Europe, but nothing that I know of from Japan.
You grew up in Pearl. When we had Scott Berger on, he was telling us about the old school initiation and the brutality of it at Pearl Gym. What about Pearl Boys High? What do you boys have to do in that?
Not going
to
speak out too much, but you got your traditions and all that. And I think it's, yeah, important. Mm. It shapes guys and men who they are today. Mm-hmm. And I think those traditions are needed, and it kind of breeds a certain man.
Yeah.
If those things don't, if those are disregarded and thrown away.
What do we have?
Yeah. You know, boys tend to get soft. That's just my personal opinion.
We've actually redone the Clapham Falcons initiation this year because we felt like it was getting too soft.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the new guys come in, they pick right or left leg.
Right.
And then we set them on fire on that leg. We burn off a layer of skin.
Wow.
Burn off a layer of skin. We heat them under like what would be like a sort of barbecue,
yeah,
until the skin starts melting. Then they come away. They go to that pain. Then we tear that skin off. It's like shedding your skin and becoming them. And then what we do is we brand them just with a really hot poker on their calf muscle. And then we drench them in bee stings. We have like a thing that's equivalent of like 100 bee stings, and we sting them there.
Wow.
But I mean, and there's other stuff I can't go into. There's a bit of poo roulette. Have you ever played poo roulette? It's
no.
Where you get your hand, you pick one digit to go in your anus, and then you put it out like a dealer, and one of your teammates has to put their mouth on one of the fingers, and you have to guess.
Yeah, that's a classic rugby one, isn't it?
That's classic. Tom Shankland gave me that one. Do you remember Tom Shankland?
Rugby is a bit different in England than South Africa.
Hey, you bloody love it.
Tiny bit different.
Hey, you've got to get over here. We'll do some bum funnels. Ask Ben Loder about doing some bum funnels. He loves a bum funnel.
I'll ask him, definitely.
Evan, you went viral after scoring that incredible try in the Pearl Derby. Now, Archie played like, what was it, third 15 at school or something?
And no, I played first 15 at school.
Okay. He once had like 20 people come and he thought that was a good atmosphere. But can you tell him about the Pearl Derby, like how it's a next level kind of thing?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's literally 30,000 people at a schoolboy game. In the bakeries in town, you literally have the 15 guys from Boys' Eyes faces on different cupcakes, and you've got Paul Jim's guys playing on cupcakes. And the whole town's banded up. So the south side of Paul is all Paul girls and Paul boys banners around trees, lampposts, shops, houses. And then on the north, it's Paul Jim. And then on the Saturday, it's under 15A, under 16A, second team and first team that play against each other. The Friday is the under 14s and all the other lower teams. And then the main game is the third team game on the Friday. And then, you know, go over to Saturday. So, yeah, it's ridiculous, like, to experience that. I went to go watch this year for the first time or the second time since I've been out of school. I missed my five-year reunion last year. I was in Argentina, so it's so cool to actually see old schoolmates that you probably only saw back in school, and just the whole, how the town goes absolutely crazy. It's a special occasion.
I have to get down there. I really want to go do that.
Yeah, yeah, it's great fun. Should we go do it?
No, well, I might do something with Maul or Nothing.
You should do. 2022, you won the URC. You also won Players Player of the Year. But 18 months prior to that, you're sat in a Durban coffee shop. You're crying on the phone to your mum, and you considered walking away from rugby. And we're getting serious now. I mean, how tough was that time of your life at the Sharks?
Wait, are you talking to me or Emma?
No.
Right, because I was doing the same.
And how close did you get to quitting rugby?
Yeah, it was a weird time. Obviously, you had COVID and you just kind of stuck in that pre-season group that you just jump and run every day. It's not rugby. Yeah, all my mates were guys from the rugby, so I don't have a lot of mates outside of rugby as well, which is also, like for myself, it's refreshing to have people outside of your industry just to talk about different things and not talk shop the whole time.
That's why I'm friends. That's why I'm friends with Freddie.
Thank you.
He's very, very different from me.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, I'm in good shape. Awful shape. I've got chat. No chat.
Nothing.
Yeah. He's got an earring. I've got no earring. Yeah. Anyway, so carry on, Evan. Yeah.
No worries. And I just told my parents, listen, I'd rather even just go play at Stellenbosch at Marty's, be part of their group and study and just kind of be home. Because this is not for me being away from home. My little brother, I missed his first 2 years of primary school. And then my parents said, just give it a shot at the Stormers here if they maybe need someone. And literally worked out perfectly. Sia did go to the Sharks, obviously. Jakub Kutsia had a knee injury and then he's on his way to Bath. And John Augustus was in talks with Northampton, which eventually came true. So like three big loose swords just left and there was this kind of a hole at eighth man. And I just got there at the right time, literally.
But apparently you hated the guys in Durban. You said, like, Cape Tonians are great people, Durbanites are arseholes. It's like you with Putney and Clapham.
Yeah,
like,
I hate Putney.
What's the difference between the Cape Tonians and Durbanites?
Oh, no, never said I hate them. It's just...
You can't say that now because he plays the country.
No. I love the people at the Sharks and the guys there and just the locals are quite clicky.
You were renting a house from one of your teammates when you were in Durban. Did you guys ever get into trouble? Am I not right in saying you like paralyzed the dog?
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Durban, actually. I did. Well, I didn't paralyze the dog, but I did live with like four other guys. Yeah, at first house party, like I think half of Kuni's glasses were broken and the pool didn't survive too much. Like after like 2 weeks, it was like super green. We had a gardener, luckily, who kind of came in and looked after the garden, but yeah, it was...
What happened to the dog, though?
Ran out of the gate and got hit by a car.
Oh,
literally.
That's not a nice story.
Jesus.
That's not a nice story.
That's how...
Why are you
bringing
that up?
It wasn't paralyzed. It's just laggish. Like, he would lift, and then 2 seconds later, his back legs would, like, wake up, and then also turn left.
So, like, I've got a girl I work with. Very similar.
So yeah, that's so not completely paralyzed, just a bit laggish.
Yeah, jeez.
But otherwise, not too much. Actually, I didn't live there long before I left.
You then move to Stormers. Things improve dramatically. You become a Springbok. You make your debut against Wales. You then start against England at Twickenham. But the drama doesn't stop there because you suffer, you know, a collapse at the airport, hospitalization. It makes an incredibly dramatic week. I mean, what happened after that, or during that England game, and then the following couple of days afterwards?
Like 10 or 15 minutes in, I got folded in the tackle. Like I felt like got turned in the tackle weirdly, and then my rib popped, and I played on. And then Sia, and then I went off tactical sub, and then Sia later got a HIA, and then I had to go back on again. Afterwards, yeah, like it's pain pulls, and obviously flying back after the game, you have sleeping tablets in your system. And I didn't eat or drink too much on the plane. Obviously, I'm sleeping. And I think all of that just kind of came crashing down when I got to the airport. So we flew to Joburg before we flew to Cape Town. And then in the lounge at Joburg, literally just started feeling dizzy and collapsed. France was there and can't remember who else who helped me up. And then, yeah, they got a... Yeah, I felt like such an idiot. Like they literally had to get the stretcher or the wheelchair and like... pushed me through the airport and like I was just like I want to go home now. I don't want to go to the hospital. Had to spend a night in the hospital and the next day I could only fly back. But yeah, it was literally just the exhaustion, the pulls in my body of like pain and sleeping pulls. And I wasn't breathing properly. They call it splinting, obviously, because it's sore to breathe deep. So you more carbon dioxide, you actually inhale more carbon dioxide than oxygen. Jeez. And that also obviously isn't good for you. And then that's all that massive like concoction and combination resulted in collapsing.
In that bot squad, who were the big party animals? I mean, who really, you know, like Scott Britz came on and said like he used to fucking get the crew going. Who's taken over that mantle now?
I'm going to say, can I just guess? Can I have a guess? Yeah. Bongo, yeah. Bongi and Banambi? I reckon he puts it away.
when it's time to party, like,
yeah,
he's quite vocal and happy about it. RG Snyman loves a good drink. Quacker as well. Jasper. Those are guys kind of, you know, kickstart it and get the vibes going.
RG Simon looks like someone has designed someone from the future to come back and terminate mankind. He's got strangely two closer eyes together. I mean, yeah.
He looks like a Fortnite character.
I'd actually say that to himself, but I'd say it as little Evan. What about the scrum half? What's the guy, the amazing lid? Yeah. Does he go for it?
He does have an amazing lid. Everyone loves a drink, but it's like certain guys who are much more like hyper and excited about it.
If you're over in November for a game and you win, like, definitely get the boys to come to Clapham. I'll look after you boys. We'll go back to mine. Obviously you guys have showers. I'll arrange some Ubers to mine in Clapham. Great place.
Probably already shower post. Second showers.
Have showers at mine.
Showers
at mine. Then you come to mine. We'll get some beers going. I'll get a braai going just to make you guys feel at home. Nice. I'll get like a pig roast. I'll get a pig and a lamb slaughtered there in before your eyes, so you can have it. Then we play a bit. Yeah, loads of biltong, loads of beers, some rum. Get it going. We've got a table tennis. We'll play beer pong. Then we'll play slappies. Do you know how to play slappies?
No.
It's like thumb wars, but you pull your trousers down. Slappies. And then we head out into the town, Clapham High Street, down to Inferno's, and then it's Chica Central. You know, if you play rugby, ask Ben Loder about Inferno's. It's an amazing place. You're not going out there without licking someone.
I'm actually quite reserved. That's the funny thing. Like, I think I'll just stand in the corner and watch everyone.
You should come play slappies. Stuff. At least have a game of slappies.
That's the last thing I'll do.
Honestly, it's great fun. It's tricky though, because with a thumb wall, you got a thumb. You got to get there. You got to get around there. Does he have chat, or does he have no chat? Does he have chat, or does he have no chat? Does he have chat, or does he have no chat? Gonna ask those questions now. Does he have
See you, Khaleesi.
Good chat.
Andre Pollard.
No, he's very quiet. Not a lot of chat.
Franz Malherbe.
Good chat when you find him at a good stage.
No chat then. Damien Valemsa.
Good chat.
Sasha Feinberg.
Good chat.
Jesse Creel.
Good chat.
Mpimpi.
No chat.
Vili LaRue.
Good chat.
Vincent Koch.
Great chat.
Quagga Smith.
Good chat.
And finally, Peter Steph de Twat.
No chat.
Is that because you guys have a bit of beef?
No, he's actually amazing. But he's just he's a very quiet, reserved guy.
I'm joking.
Humble.
Evan, lovely to see you, sir.
Thank you so much. Love and champagne.
I'm with Ben tonight and we'll see you soon.
Awesome. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Well, that was absolutely wonderful. I mean, young guy. Yeah. Still working on his chat, but pretty decent.
It was half decent. It was half decent. I really enjoyed it. Nice guy. I do love the Saffers.
And it's
great for numbers on the podcast because South Africans just love rugby, don't they?
Well, I was going to say, did you see a lot of Aussies back in Clapham post-game Twickers?
Mate, I actually didn't take the train back to Clapham. No, I couldn't show my face there. So I actually got the train to Wimbledon and then cycled back. Because if I go to Clapham, and England lose. The amount of abuse
I'll get.
It's
like martyrdom.
I mean, if it was the other way around, I'd be on the train going like, oh, better luck next time, Aussies. Do you actually play rugby union? Don't even know half your team.
Team are rugby league players.
But it didn't work because they beat us.
They won.
They beat us quite convincingly. I mean, who ships that many points at Twickenham? Leaky defence.
Well, Archie, let's finish up with some predictions because obviously it is the Autumn Nations, the best time, Q4, it's all feeling amazing. And we've decided to create a new section, have we?
We have got a new section, Cloners, but just quickly, we've done a whole podcast, no buttons. Quickly, throw in a classic.
Go on.
Another one.
Yeah.
And also, big shout out to Coutts Bank.
Coutts Bank, the best bank to bank with.
Just before we move on to a new section, Cloners.
Come on then.
I've got a new button.
You've created another one.
Yeah. Well, this one's quite appropriate for this week. And I just want to get behind the England boys. So I hope you enjoy this one. Steve Borthwick. Authors. I just want to tell you, champion, I believe in you. Love and champagne.
Well, Archie, tell us about this section. What is this
new section? Well, the new section is Johnny Jono Predicts.
Right, okay. Octopus in the 2006 World Cup.
Yeah, Johnny Jono. I'm going to talk to Johnny Jono, ask her who she thinks wins. Trust me, she knows her ruggers.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask Johnny Jono, hit the theme tune.
Johnny Piano. Yeah, she's gonna predict the scores, so make the weekend yours, 'cause Johnny knows the song.
Johnny, welcome to the Rugby's podcast. It's only natural that you would come on, you know, a global podcast, and you're the rightful heir to Clapham, and your chat is getting better. Are you happy to be on the podcast?
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Right. Can we start with this quickly? Just tell me, do you think Argentina will beat Ireland?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Next one. Do you think Scotland will beat Portugal?
Yeah.
And do you think England will beat South Africa?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Positive. And France, do you think they'll beat New Zealand?
No,
I don't know what you're talking about there, but do you think France will beat... Okay, sit on my lap. Come here. Jump up. There you go. We can discuss the ruggers. I think this section is going bloody well, by the way. Do you think France will beat New Zealand? Just quickly, do you think France will beat New Zealand? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and last one. Do you think Italy will beat Georgia?
No.
Okay, and this is the last one. Okay, last one. Do you think Wales will beat Australia? Do you think... Okay, oh, nice. You found it, okay. Don't know what that is, but quickly, do you think Wales will beat Australia?
Yeah,
yes or no? Wales beat Australia. Do you think Wales will beat Australia? Yes or no?
Okay.
You've sort of lost concentration. You definitely couldn't. I just tell you now. I don't want to break it to you. You definitely couldn't take my place in the podcast right now. Your concentration is awful. Do you think Wales will beat Australia?
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you. That was a really good section. I think people would love that. All right. Let's crack on and let's get to bed.
Bloody good section, mate.
That was a fucking good section.
She's got quite good chat. She's only two.
I know, that's amazing.
You can understand chat than, why she's got better chat than a lot of 4-year-olds.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Better chat than What's It or not?
The What's It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the What's It, like, he had a good rig, but no chat. That's why he made no coin.
Yeah, well, if you want to hear about all the secrets for the last time and have a real, real good laugh over some wonderful chat, then please come to our live show, which is on February the 1st at Clapham Grand. Tickets are selling fast. So make sure you click the link in the bio below and you will come. Some of the people I've spoken to in the last week don't realise that it's a live show followed by England-Ireland on a 30-foot screen with everyone singing together. It's like being at the Allianz or Twickenham. It's going to be epic.
It is honestly going to be like being at the Allianz, but super, super loose.
Yeah,
it's basically like a corporate experience at the Allianz, but with bum funds.
But loose. Yeah. And Ireland are pretty shit now, so we've got a chance.
Yeah, and we've got loads of people. I've had loads of messages. Yeah. I mean, people keep asking me questions. Guys, it is our last show. Our last ever show. Ever live show.
Yeah.
We're putting it to bed, but we want to celebrate. And I promise you, we are going out on the Super Lash afterwards.
Yeah, huge guests on stage. And also a lot of famous guests coming in the audience as well. So it's going to be a great, great day. So make sure you click the link in the bio now and get Hollywood tickets. Archie, good luck this weekend. Anything before you go to South Africa, England? Or?
I just say to the England boys listening to this podcast, boys, I wish you the best of luck. We do believe the performance is coming.
Well, we've got over a third of the team, don't we, who've been on the pod.
Yeah.
Especially the centre partnerships, Lady Lawrence.
We would have more, but that really good bloke at Saracens.
Yeah, he just didn't. Did you get his name?
I didn't, but he doesn't, I think he loves our chat, but he just doesn't, he's not sure their chat's ready for our chat. But really good bloke, really good bloke.
Let's get his name next week, though, because I do want to shout him out.
We should get his name, honestly. But yeah, let's get behind the boys. And also, just to say, as I said last week, Trump coming in, I think it's going to be bloody good for the economy.
What? Brush my teeth, choose an outfit, big racks in my account, I get paid. Every day smoke the loudest, I get packed in by the ounce, I just blaze. And I got things from back in the day still ringing me down, I'm on stage. I want no stress, they're trying to control S coming around to get saved. I don't want a war, let's make peace, good energies make the stacks increase. Girls from the north, we south and the east, big batty with the man, them say cheese. I'm not a gentleman, I'm an African man, is what I said to the priest. And you know I stay smoking trees and the buds in the zip pack looking obese. Yeah. Flew back then flew in, my mum knew what I was doing. And deep down I know she was screwing. I fell asleep with 13 scores in my mouth. Had a dream about chicken and chips like an idiot, I started chewing. I woke up then I started spewing. Thinking when is all this gonna end? Had to open them up and rap them again. I've been on the road, so if I beat these road bars, it's nothing, I'll strap them again. All the man them, no man are certified, they can't school, man, I've been there. Yeah, that's why when you walk in a dance with all the bad boys go to waiting. Oh,
please. I could have kept out the D's and C's. I'm J to the M to the E. Make G-R-I-M to the E. Make man bop your head to the beat from the S-W to the N to the E. Bear M to the C, sport they can swim with the sharks till they enter the sea. Blue cool, big up N to the G. Put CD to the E to the E. Show bear love like I to the E. Been like this from the N to the scene. Yeah, grind, I rep to the T. One pull E, I kept to the B. If you want a bad boy grind remix, then just give me or skip to the P. Say, yo, you hype too much, but I don't see you fight too much. That's why you're not like too much. You've been snorting the white too much. You man swear on your life too much.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.